letters from Belgrade and her letters and comments. The following two emails were received in early April. About this time, NATO air and missile attacks began in Belgrade. The writers Slobodan Daka and Nebojsa, young and enthusiastic, are but a group of Yugoslavian devotees who have been intensely drawn to Bhagavan's teachings and who have been translating Sri Ramanashram's publications into Yugoslavian. In another email, they expressed their frustration with the Milosevic government, but like other innocent citizens, they are suffering on account of NATO's military actions. They have not responded to any email since the first week of April. From Ramana at eunet.yu to Arunachala Ashrama, dearest friend, the start of the air attacks was not a surprise. Days before, I intensively dreamt what I now can testify to. It was a dream of our Lord Ramana, which shall be translated to you some other time. The first days were indeed terrible until we got used to the ominous sound of the sirens warning us of the air danger. A priceless experience came to me the first night. We had to go to the basement, mostly because the animals with us were so scared. It was a night of detonation, flying over of the airplanes, radio reports of the first missiles hitting destroyed objects and victims. Sitting silently in a dark, cold basement, animals shivering and moaning, terrified by the explosions, we tried to keep them around, to set them at rest. The stone of Arunachala clenched firmly in hand, a little puppy on my lap, carelessly asleep. Never before have I felt Ramana stronger and more intensely, nor have I more closely experienced death. In that moment, all needless contents of mind vanished completely. How divine was the feeling of releasing and emptying of all contents that were not I. Left was my love for him and an unshakable feeling of protection, a feeling that I have neither sought nor prayed for, but felt. His grace from that frozen scene of the archival film's video, never shinier or brighter, breathes and possesses me as my only support. Total surrender to him, the fear that had paralyzed at first now turned to beaming and blissful peace. The sky was then so beautiful, so clean, scattered with stars. Ramana, Self, Arunachala unity that brings the priceless and the most all-consuming realization of immortality. No loss, nothing to cry for, total feeling of fulfillment of one's goal in life, the whole being turned to him. It was wonderful and easy to merge into that fatal death, to surrender to him, for there was no difference. He was everywhere, but the physical death did not happen. What happened here and what is happening has only positive connotations for me. Forever in him, Slobodan Daka, Arunachala, Belgrade. Dear friend, you should not be worried about anything that is happening, and I am sure that you weren't, because you know that there is nowhere to go but in our own hearts. I hope you are all okay, that your life is filled with grace and that all of you feel that peace for which we strive. From Nebotsa to Arunachala Ashrama, my illusions slowly disappear. I now see how many of them there are, and yet how strange it is that under his shining sun we are able to value our little selves so much. What a shame for us. I remember all your letters and sentences, and many of them made a great impression on my memory. I know they are true and full-hearted, and I thank you. To find such friends and well-wishers in life is truly rare. This war is a great lesson for everyone, especially for those that want to learn. What they have only heard or read about in history books or seen in movies is now experienced in reality or apparent reality. And so far as I am concerned, I have a much different attitude and feeling about this now than I had before. Earlier, I used to think about these problems over and over. Now, it is different. I am different. This war and all other wars serve to illumine, they illumine the light of the self. This process of nature shows us that true peace can be found only within, even quickly, and that the outer events of life have their own course, which need not disturb our inner peace. There is nothing more to be said, only to forget all these words written and be in Bhagavan, where all this is an illusory letter on the paper of the self. Thank you for everything. With love, see you. Nebotsa, you be in your hearts. Never let worry seize your hearts. Be happy, be good. Let love make you understood. With no feeling that disturbs, may we all be blessed and free when he makes us see.